And we're learning more today about Donald Trump's proposed cabinet. Today, the president-elect said he'd nominate Governor Nikki Haley of South Carolina to be the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. And he also says he intends to appoint Elizabeth Betsy DeVos as his Secretary of Education. DeVos is a billionaire philanthropist from Western Michigan, head of the conservative think tank American Federation for Children, a big proponent of school choice. Eric Westervelt, NPR's correspondent who covers education, has taken a look at this nomination. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Robin. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. And so people in Michigan are very familiar with Betsy and her husband, Dick DeVos, who had an unsuccessful run for governor there and ran the company his father started, Amway. She's been very active in education. Tell us more about Betsy DeVos and her group, the American Federation for Children.
Yeah, she's been active in education in her state and sits on the board of some national education organizations. But her big push, Robin, has been the school choice issue in her state. I mean, she's been active in the Republican Party and in philanthropy and other things. But school choice has been her pet and strong project. And today, President-elect Trump said DeVos is a brilliant and passionate education advocate and will help, in his words, break the bureaucratic stranglehold that's holding back our children so that we can deliver a world-class education and school choice for all families. So really, this appointment underscores that Donald Trump intends to make good on one campaign pledge, and that is to push for school choice. I mean, he rarely talked about education, Robin, on the campaign stump. He says he doesn't like Common Core, the school standards that was adopted by states at the state level. But the one thing he talked about in any depth at all, if he talked about education, was choice.
Well, but this is there's already been some pushback because when you talk about choice, it's about allowing people to maybe even have federal funds to go to charter schools and non-public schools. And Betsy DeVos has been involved in Jeb Bush's group, Foundation for Excellence in Education, which has championed the Common Core standards. So you have somebody like Frank Cannon, who's president of the American Principles Project, which opposes Common Core, puzzled about this. He says Betsy DeVos is a Jeb Bush pick. So there's some pushback there. But tell us more about what Betsy DeVos's backing of school choice means for those who haven't been following this.
Yeah, school choice refers to using, usually taxpayer funds to help families attend, a charter or a private school of their choice, often, using vouchers. It could be an education savings account as well or a scholarship tax credit. Highly controversial, as you noted. Public school advocates say, they're a big concern. This sucks funds, much needed funds, away from public schools, they say, and they argue charter schools are not do not always have the same level of oversight. So they're very worried about a DeVos appointment. I mean, they could allow families essentially to use public funding for private schools. They say these choice plans are sometimes under-regulated and can amount to profiteering if the charter school has ties to a for-profit company. So big concerns over this issue. But Donald Trump, during the campaign, unveiled probably his most specific education plan, and that is he was saying for low-income families, he wanted to involve some $20 billion in government investment, as he put it, to reprioritize existing federal dollars to go to the states as block grants, Robin, to follow disadvantaged students wherever they go. He did not say really where he would get that money. I mean, he made it clear it wouldn't be new money per se, but he didn't ever say on the campaign trail where Donald Trump, where he would get $20 billion in old money kicking around.
Well, and the concern is that these charter schools in particular were supposed to be by design kind of lab schools. What was learned in charter schools would then be applied to public schools. But the fear is that as students leave public schools for charter schools and private schools with federal dollars, those public schools will become even more troubled than they already are. Look, the one thing that Donald Trump did say on the campaign trail, he proposed eliminating or drastically cutting the Department of Education. Is Betsy DeVos someone who would carry that out?
You know, it's possible. There's a lot of unknowns about what she would do at the national level. She's really been a state-level actor, and she's largely, unknown outside of philanthropic and education political circles in Michigan. So it's not clear we know, what she might do. She hasn't had that much experience with public education. Her children reportedly went to private Christian schools, and she's a big advocate, as we've said, for school choice for private schools. rules. Yeah. So it's not clear what she would do handling this massive bureaucracy, with billions of dollars at its disposal for public education. And it's causing some alarm, both on the right and the left. Again, public school advocates worried it's going to drain money away. And I've talked to some grassroots Trump supporters who are saying, wait, where does she stand on Common Core? Is she going to push Common Core?
Right. Eric Westervelt taking a look at the nomination of Betsy DeVos as Secretary of Education. Eric, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.